835 FM Talk 1065. Mobile mornings on a Monday. Right now we head to McConnell Automotive and talk with Tommy Davis. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning. The deals are hot here at McConnell Automotive. We have got cars everywhere the last week of the month. If you want a deal on a great vehicle, you need to come see us here at McConnell. We've got Lexus SUVs. We got Audi coupes. We got AT4s. We got Tahoes. We got Denalis. We've got 3,500s, 2,500s. We got Cadillac SUVs. We got Broncos. We got BMWs. Anything you're looking for, we're here, and we will take care of you.
That's right, Tommy. And also, you know, if by chance you don't have what someone is looking for in particular, which the odds are you already have it, but if someone wants to find a particular vehicle, you can help them do that too.
Definitely. Call or come by and see me, Tommy Davis, at 251-476-4141, or you can reach us at www.mcconnellautomotive.com, and we're just east of I-65 on Dolphin.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
That's Tommy Davis. Go see him and the entire crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and also online, mcconnellautomotive.com.
836 FM Talk 1065. Turk Schlesinger is the CEO of AltaPoint and has been for how many years, Turk?
Right at 24 years.
My goodness. So you know the history in and out. You were part of the history in and out of a place that I'm familiar with for one reason. Dalton is familiar with because it's a beautiful campus, including the ponds and the ducks.
Yeah.
And you take your little girl over there.
Yeah. So at the Children's Hospital over there off Knollwood, I lived right beside that hospital for years. And we would cross that little street there and the ducks and a beautiful campus you have there, which is great because, it's necessary. And the kids there, I'm sure you've got some stories from over the years of how difficult that's been, but also how it's probably emboldened you and to why you do what you do, for sure. But the reason we have you in today, Mr. Schlesinger, is because of, I guess, a vote that's set to go down tomorrow in the Mobile City Council. They've been talking about this for a little while now, but would love for you to explain a little further before we get into it. $600,000 that has been coming down from the city to AltaPoint, and we can get into the reasoning behind that here in just a little bit. But they're talking about dropping that down to $400,000 and putting that $200,000 that's leaving AltaPoint towards veterans recovery. And talk a little bit about that and kind of what your discussions with the council have been. I know you spoke in front of the council last week.
Good. I'd love to do this. And you know, I think first, there is a misunderstanding about what AltaPoint is. And I wanted to clear that up first before we even get started. But, you know, AltaPoint is a public not-for-profit. We're part of a 310 service provider group. There's 19 mental health centers in the state of Alabama. And I think the best way to try to understand what we are is to look at what is a county school board or what is a water board. We are structured just like them under the legislature. And so we're here to represent mental health, intellectual disability, and substance use. And that's pretty much the priority of what our service provision is supposed to be.
So on occasion, I came out there, and it was my privilege to talk to the kids. Those kids are basically dealing with what kind of issues. And by the way, they were very attentive. And it was moving, and it was also humbling. But you would think you go to a group like that, and there's going to be misbehavior, and there's going to, you know, your preconception would be, this is going to be a hard audience to talk to.
Right.
But I was able to kind of gain their credibility, I guess, and they listened closely to what I had to say, even though I wasn't sure if my message was on point.
Right, and so, I think what you're saying has a lot to do with even what we're talking to the city about, and certainly, Dan, we appreciate your involvement at Baypoint and trying to get to know us and getting to know those kids, and I think that certainly helps educate you, which helps educate the community. But it was back about 2001 whenever the city and the county got together. At the time, it was Mike Dow and Sam Jones got together with full support of the county commission and the city council to say, we need a hospital in Mobile for children. It's the way it started, and that's what we did. There was no children's hospital. There was all the hospitals in the acute care hospitals, like the Spring Hills and the South Alabamas, and all those acute care hospital beds for adults were also completely going away. And so we...
You're talking in terms of mental health, correct?
In terms of mental health, right. Adult mental health. Charter Hospital was the only children's hospital. They went away. And so the city and county came to us and said, I know you're a mental health center, but can you put in a hospital? And we went to our board and talked to our board, which was representatives appointed by the cities and counties. And we said, yeah, we're going to do this. And so we opened up basically 100-bed, now it's 104-bed hospital at Bay Point out off of Southland Drive for children. It was soon after that that adults started needing a place because Searcy shut down and was shutting down those beds. So we moved adults into Bay Point at the time. And the city and the county were fully on board. And I think it's important to stress that funds for mental health service delivery generally don't come from the city and the county. They come from the state agencies like the Department of Mental Health and the Department of Human Resources and those sorts of things. So it's really unusual for service providers to go to the city and say, we need you to fund our services. What really needs to happen is those service providers need to go to the state, get funding. If the city and the counties have specific needs, they'll come to us as service providers and they'll ask us and they'll appropriate funds for that. But I think the logical place for all the service providers in Mobile, if they want to become a provider, is to go to those departments that the state puts together.
How's that interaction been with the state over the years that you've been CEO? I know that, you talk about the city funding. So early on, the city was giving, what, $1 million a year when they asked you to kind of take over what had been lost with the closing of Searcy. And we spent the first half of our show today talking about crime. And it seems very often that part of that discussion is mental health, and also with the homeless situation we've seen, not just here in Mobile and Pensacola, but nationwide, that the closing over the decades of mental health hospitals, where traditionally these people would at least have an avenue to be looked at, have a physician look at them and stay with them and figure out what they need, with those closing down, then your organization has become so important to our community. They were giving $1 million a year. At some point, that dropped down to $600,000. What does it mean to drop that even further to $400,000? And what have your discussions been with as far as funding with the state?
Well, first, let me answer the $600,000. I think it should be mentioned that the Finance Committee has come up with a remedy for that $200,000 taking a deficit that they were going to take. So they've replaced that, and I'm not concerned right now about that, but that $600,000 is incredibly important because our hospital for adults, because there really is very little insurance funding for that, we have to piece together multiple funding sources from the state, from the county, through a cigarette tax that they did back years ago, and through the city. So every piece of that counts. We lose approximately $4 million per year at our adult hospital, which is East Point Hospital, right in Daphne, right after you get off the interstate. So that hospital has to be funded. And so we either fund it through appropriations through a mixture of organizations like the city, county, and the state, but we also fund that through profits that we may make off of the children's hospital because we have a big funding source there.
Recently, it seems that mental health has been addressed by the governor. Correct? I mean, two things I've noticed, a kind of a sea change would be education. We're going to get this right with the education in the state of Alabama. And also, some sort of better mental health being provided. Can you talk about that?
I can. I'd be glad to. Governor Ivey has really been a leader in the areas of mental health compared to all of the governors of recent times. But also, I have to say that our legislature has been really on the spot whenever it comes to saying mental health is our targeted area that we want to focus on. They went after crisis center funding for our state. We put three of those in. Alta Point had to compete for 19 other mental health centers to be able to get that crisis funding. It's a $7 million grant that we've got that comes straight in, and we provide a 24-hour urgent care. And I think the public needs to know that the governor, the governor's commissioner of mental health, Kim Boswell, also the legislature have really pushed to get us funding for law enforcement and for urgent care for families who don't need to go to an emergency room, and also for hospitals to be able to divert patients who are coming to those emergency rooms who are not appropriate. So we have set up a crisis center right off of Stanton Road. It's open 24/7. It's an urgent care for people to walk in. It's a crisis center for police departments to be able to bring mental health offenders that they're seeing out in the community that do not belong in jail. They can tell that they're in a crisis. We're able to stabilize those. We've got incredible statistics that we've already had over 1,200 visits there. 225 of the visits at our crisis center have been diversions for law enforcement to taking patients to jail.
I had no idea that crisis center was there. I've never heard about that. That's really remarkable. And often when things are getting the attention of politicians, elected officials, it's because it's at a crisis point.
That's correct.
It's because their constituents are saying, hey, we have a real problem here. Not the sexiest of issues, but we have got to deal with this. Is that kind of where we are? Is that why it's gotten so much attention in Montgomery?
Really, I think the stigma of mental health, we've spent years and years to destigmatize that, to make mental health look like a regular illness. I think that has gone a long way. We've got advocates like NAMI of Alabama that really are advocates to get rid of stigma. The pandemic showed how fragile our population really is. It highlighted the most severely mentally ill, but it also highlighted the anxiety that people have whenever they're not interacting with humans. And so the big focus on mental health before the pandemic, but also the pandemic exacerbated it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, how the pandemic affected Alta Points, how things are going there. So I'm glad you brought that up. And you mentioned diversions and people coming into your hospitals that either the police or someone else brings them by. So it's one thing for, you know, someone who has insurance who wants, they think they may have a problem, they want to come by and see a doctor to come in. It's also, you know, if a doctor says, hey, go check out Alta Point, they might be what you need and send someone there. But when you have criminals or someone who's basically been put into the system of law and order, who's then diverted to you, they very often don't have insurance. And a lot of that is not covered by them. And then that falls on the state or whoever it may be. You had some stats here that I saw for East Point in particular, 512 patients per year admitted from or for Mobile County Probate Court, 512 a year, spending an average number of 7,778 hospital days annually with East Point. And you put the total there, unfunded hospital days, at $7.6 million. So it's a lot of people that are being diverted there and a lot of money that it costs Alta Point to keep these people healthy or try to keep them healthy.
It really does. And, you know, for mental health centers to run hospitals, that's highly unusual. But I think what we have to understand is that our state is a poor-funded mental health state overall. And a lot of that comes with our Medicaid, strict eligibility for Medicaid. It also, just the entire demographics of the Deep South states. And so we really do have a disproportionate amount of indigent care. But that's what mental health centers, 310 boards were set up to do, to be a service provider for those most fragile, the most underserved patients, the ones who are marginally insured, and that's the majority of who we see. Now, are there some insurance patients that we get? Yes. But even those, you know, insurance pays for mental health services like a fraction of what they pay for regular medical care. And so, East Point has huge costs. You think about medications of like injectable medications now for $1,200 to $2,000 a shot. You know, a day at East Point is very expensive. Our cost in our hospital has gone up to about $1,250 a day. When we looked for funding from the city and the county to help solve that problem, you know, the costs there were about $300 a day. We've said to the city and the county, we want to be forward-thinking. We want to be more entrepreneurial to be able to cover our cost. We know the city has demands for roads, bridges, sidewalks, for the police departments, for the first responders. We know where their commitments are. We don't want to hit them all the time for more and more money. We want to be able to try to run the organization responsibly and try to create enough funding to cover our expenses. That's why we have not been back to the city. Mm-hmm. We haven't been back to the county because we're partners of theirs. We're on trips with them, on chamber trips. We understand the demands that they have on their budgets.
Turk, where can people find more information about what Alta Point does in case they or a family member is in need?
I think you can go straight to our website at altapoint.org. And, of course, Alta Point ends in an E. And I think that that's the best place to get overall information and our access to care line, which we serve over 80,000 access calls every year.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot. And one more thing before we let you go, and more stories I've noticed, and the city even brought this up a few months ago, working even more directly with Alta Point on some of these calls that they have, where, and this was a national issue as well, where they were saying sometimes police just aren't equipped to deal with some of the situations that they deal with if someone's going through a mental episode or something like that. And Alta Point's been even more directly involved in some of those calls.
Right. We're actually going and training with the Mobile PD and the sheriff's officers across the two or three county area that we have here in the South. But also, you know, we have helped Baldwin County with their mental health court, and we're really planning on working with the county commission, the city council, and also the judicial system to help put a mental health court in here where we can get people treatment instead of putting them in jail.
Wow. So happy that you guys are up and running and doing what you do for those kids and for the adults as well. But thanks for spending time with us. Probably there's been a lot of information that people simply weren't aware of about Alta Point, all what you do and how others can help. So thanks again for dropping in.
Thank you, and we'll be back whenever you need us to.
Yes, sir. CEO of Alta Point, Turk Schlesinger, filling us in on that. And again, that vote tomorrow, Mobile City Council, if they do follow through with the vote, regarding funding coming down from the cities. This story continues.
8:51, Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. We'll let you know what Jeff Poore's got on deck on the way on Mobile Mornings.